You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Saudi officials started planning to murder journalist Jamal Khashoggi days before his death in Saudi Arabia's Istanbul consulate. President Erdogan has promised he would reveal what he called the naked truth about the killing in a speech to the Turkish parliament. He actually has not provided any new evidence, but has outlined the series of events leading up to Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance on October the 2nd. He says Saudi officials began plotting to kill the journalist in late September, contradicting Saudi accounts that Mr. Khashoggi died accidentally in a so-called fistfight in the consulate.
There are indeed strong signs that the incident was not a momentary issue or a momentary result of something that erupted on site, but rather the result of a planned operation.
President Erdogan says three Saudi operatives arrived in Istanbul the day before Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance on an apparent reconnaissance mission of the Belgrade Forest. The three men also disabled security cameras near the Saudi consulate. The next day, a Saudi team of 15 security, intelligence and forensic officials entered the consulate. President Erdogan says most of the Saudi team returned to the Saudi capital Riyadh on the day of Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance. He says that included a person who had acted as a body double of the journalist.
So another person who was given the impression or the look of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi with his outfit, with his glasses and the beard. This individual and the individual accompanying him also took a scheduled flight after midnight to Riyadh.
President Erdogan has commended the Saudi administration for its belated acknowledgement of the death of Jamal Khashoggi, but he says it does not absolve the Saudis from further questioning.
The Saudi Arabian administration took an important step by acknowledging and admitting the murder. And now our expectation from them going forward is that all those responsible from the highest degree, highest level to the lowest level will be highlighted, will be brought to justice and will get the punishment they deserve.
President Erdogan says Turkey's investigation into the matter is ongoing. He says the Saudi administration still has important questions to answer.
Why was this team of people assembled in Istanbul on that day, on the day of the murder? Who gave the instruction to these individuals to come to Istanbul? We're looking for an answer to this question as well. Why was the consular premises not opened to examinations on that day or the following day, but many days later? We need an answer to this. Now, as it is now clear, of course, there was a murder, and it was clear from the beginning. Then why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.